Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, hello and good evening. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe and I'm the host tonight on the Guiding Light Show. I've got some really fantastic news for all our listeners out there because I've got a really lovely guest with me this evening. I've got the lovely Anne Scholes with me, who is one of UK's longest running psychic on psychic television, and she is a fantastic medium, a lovely psychic, award-winning psychic, and she's here tonight to give her guidance, and she's going to also tell us a little bit about herself. But before I introduce Anne, I just want to run through the numbers with you. It's 760-283-4611, and if you are outside America, can you please put 001 in front of that as well? Okay, so without any further ado, I'm going to say good evening, Anne, and welcome to Guiding Lights.
Good evening, Jeanette, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, no, it's been really fabulous, to be honest with you. We've been trying to get you to come on, but I know that you've been super busy with work and everything, so I thought we'd grab you tonight, and we're going to pin you down until you decided to say yes, you was going to come on to the show this evening. So no getting away with it tonight, you was coming on the show. So, Anne, my love, I know that you work with spirit, and I know that you're a passionate angel worker as well. So would you like to tell the listeners how you came into the spiritual world? When did you really decide that you wanted to spend your life working with spirit, and how they kind of came to you?
Well, it was a case of, I don't think I had a choice in it, Jeanette. I'd gone through a particularly bad time where work was concerned, and I found myself one day just really picking up a magazine and looking in the back and thinking, oh, I'll ring one of those horoscope lines, you know, where you get the automated message. And I rang the wrong number. I rang a mediumship line. And this lady said to me, but you are a medium and you should be doing this. And do you meditate? And I was like, what? Because okay. I'd worked in a corporate environment. So it was like, what's she talking about? And that evening, that very same evening, I'd been invited to a friend's house who was doing what they call an open circle. Okay. And I decided to go along. And a lady there said to me, there's a lot of healing energy coming off you. I said, well, it's funny because my hands have been burning, but I'm not quite sure what it is. And she said, oh, my word. She said, you need to sit in a development circle. You need to, you're open. You just need to sort of know what it is. And it turned out that a lady who was president of our local spiritualist church was a lady that I did a lot of business with, but I didn't realize that she was a medium herself. So I plucked up the courage to go along and sit in her development circle, and a week later, and it was almost as if spirit had been knocking for quite a number of years to come on board, and I hadn't a clue what it was all about. So I had to sit, and I remember the first time I went, after I'd done the meditation, I just remember driving home thinking, well, whatever that is, that makes me feel really loved. And I thought, I'm going back there again, because it was really nice. Not to do anything, because I didn't know what was going to happen to me. And then just week by week, the whole thing opened up, and I found myself trying to work out all about spiritualism, all about what was happening to me. I'd been brought up in a very strong, Catholic-loving household. Yeah. And so, of course, it was all new to me. And then as I sort of followed it through, I found after 2 years I was doing readings, I was traveling around the country, I was then invited onto the TV program Psychic Today, and I'm still there now, nearly 8.5 years later, and have traveled worldwide, been on cruise liners, been all around the Mediterranean, done readings in Canada, been over in Canada, Germany, worked on the army base camps. So it's been an amazing journey, and they've certainly looked after me through, you know, quite, you know, an interesting last 10, 11 years, I'd say.
That's wonderful, because, you know, the thing is, when spirit are ready to kind of hold your hand and take you on their journey, it kind of, don't you find that everything really just opens up straight away? You know, you could be just working 1 minute, you could just be doing a mundane day-to-day job, you know, that you've just plodded on with. But I don't know about you, but did you ever feel like as though this job, you know, the jobs that you were doing before you started working full-time professionally as a spiritual medium, did you ever find that the jobs that you were doing were not satisfactory? You know, they never kind of made you feel fulfilled, even though perhaps you were working really hard and doing really well. But did you find that, you know, before you kind of set on this route, okay, that you never really kind of got on? It was very mundane, that's the word, you know, and you never felt like so you quite fitted. Did you ever feel like that, Anne?
It wasn't quite like that for me, because I had an amazing career and it was a big corporate company, and part of my job was to go and to recruit, motivate and inspire people. And I always remember it was really odd, because I got this deep, deep sense of satisfaction when somebody had really sort of blossomed. And I always used to concentrate on themselves, not so much the work, but themselves, the freeing of the spirit, if you like, when I look back. And that was very rewarding for me. But what happened was I came out of that environment, and the companies then I went to work for, even though I'd sort of been asked to go and work for them, they weren't lasting very long, and so I couldn't understand why they were going under. And now I understand I wasn't meant to be there.
Exactly.
Spirit, where you were at, your spirit were dragging me further and further towards the church and getting me in a position where I could then understand. I mean, I had to look back and realize I've worked with spirit a long time in different ways, but it was very interesting, because it was I have a love and a passion for people.
Yeah.
And so therefore it was their well-being, whether I was doing something in the past and then moving into this, then it just magnified 10 times, like, you know, even more. And it was just so amazing, because it was a whole new world that was opening up to me that I didn't really know anything about. Mm. So I had to sort of understand, ask lots of questions. I was a skeptic.
Yeah.
You know, people were coming back and saying, oh, yeah, this was right, that was right. And I said, no, I didn't say that.
yeah,
as you do. And it just grew and grew so fast, so quick, that it was like I was running after it almost. It was like, I'm in a race here and I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm meant to be. And I didn't plan anything. But what I do know was that I was meant to be there, and everything clicked into place. And I use that as my basic philosophy now. If something isn't working for you, then maybe it isn't actually where the universe intends you to be. So don't fight it. Move out of the way of yourself and allow the universe to just take you where you're supposed to be. And it will be a much happier, brighter place than where you wanted to go before.
That is so true, Anne, because, you know, like myself, you know, we all come to our journey at a different time. With me, I was aware of this gift, if you like, at a very young age, you know, from about the age of about 5 or 6, I was dreaming. But I was in a household, although it was a Catholic household like yourself, Irish Catholic background from my dad's side. My dad was like me, I was actually like him, and so was his mum. So it was like, even though they were very staunch Catholics, there was also this other side as well. So when I started having dreams as a little girl, it was my dad, if you like, who was there saying, oh, well, that's okay, and, you know, don't panic on that one, you know.
Lovely.
So it was like everybody kind of comes to their journey at a different time. Although I didn't start working professionally with my gifts for until I was an adult, but I always used them. So I would be working, you know, looking after my children when they were little, working part-time and doing this. But I wasn't charging a lot at that time. I was just doing my little bit of work, growing, learning, developing, just growing all the time, looking at different avenues. And I think we are all still learning, you know, even now.
Oh, absolutely.
The door is always open for knowledge. Even like I said to you today, didn't I, when we had a quick chat, at this moment in time, I'm learning how to do the runes. Yeah. And, you know, it's like a new side of things, just something else to say that you've conquered, although it's quite difficult at the moment. But it is nice just to think, well, you know what, I'm trying to do that. So this is what I love about psychic development, is that the world is your oyster and you can take it as big as you want it to grow. You know, you will never really stop. Like, I know you just did a wonderful course, didn't you, yourself last week, which you thoroughly enjoyed. Tell the listeners a little bit about that, Anne.
Yeah, I was invited onto an angelic Reiki healing course to do the one and two, first and second degrees. And I actually had done Reiki before that, but because I am so closely attuned to my guardian angel, who is Anastasia, for anyone who's listening there, I thought, I need this time for me, because I'm so busy giving. I needed something for me, and I felt I needed to expand again, because like you said, we're constantly growing, and it's expansion of oneself and your energy and your knowing who you are and what is around you. And so I went on this course, and expansion for me was actually meeting my galactic healer. I said, who? Beg your pardon? Hello? Excuse me? And it was brilliant, and it just blew my socks off again. And that's what this job, it's not a job, it's a vocation, I call it.
Yeah.
This is what this work does. It, you know, if you continually seek, there will be something that blows you apart and you're like, whoa, that is amazing. And then you can work with it. You can ask for your proof as well. Mm. Because I always like to say, okay, all right, okay, fine. You need to show me something here that proves it to me. I had a very interesting chat with Archimedes, the Ascended Master. So I was like, yay. I've already got a team of 13 guides and my guardian angel. I thought, well, I'll come in, there's room for one more, you know. So
yeah.
It's really fantastic.
It is fantastic that even now, you know, that we kind of work in and we're both busy and we work in, and, you know, you work on the TV, I work on the TV, you've got all your events, I've got my events, that we are still learning. So that just goes to show that even, I think, until the day we pass over, we will still want to learn something more. There is still something there for you to kind of connect with and think, whoa, you know, I never kind of gathered that one, or that's wonderful that I've now discovered how to do this. And it's just basically like guides, you know. People, I don't know about yourself, but people have often said to me, how do I find my guides, you know? And there is a difference. What would be your definition of guides to angels, Anne?
My definition here is angels have never been human, apart from the one, which we won't go into at the moment, but in the main, they are the light, they are that part of that divine omnipresence that's out there, and we're all assigned a guardian angel at life, and all we have to do is ask to connect into them, and they're there to assist us through this, what can be a very difficult time at periods in our lives. Guides are people who have walked the earth, who have chosen not to come back, but to extend their knowledge, channel it through people like ourselves, with the betterment of the people who we're talking to give upliftment, inspiration, healing. And so therefore they're of a very high vibration. So angels and guides to me are quite different. And I know around me that my guides are on my right-hand side and my angels on my left-hand side. And my angel is softer energy than the guides. So I can feel or sense a different vibration with the two different types of energies.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to connect in with you guys. You know, I can remember, I think it must have been about 3 or 4 years ago now, you and myself, I had a new guide come through and we were talking about it. Remember that?
I remember it. I was driving.
So funny, because I was having this impression in my mind of this ladies man, and he was coming forward to me as what I would call a dandy, you know, one of these highwaymen dandies, and I knew that he was a ladies man. And at the time I was working on the telephone lines a lot, and the questions that I seemed to be asked more than anything is he coming back and does he still love me, you mm-hmm. know. And they sent me this lovely new guide, and I said to you, Georgie, and I don't know why he's coming. And between you and I, we kind of got him and his lifestyle, and you know, that guide is still with us now. You know, he's still with me a lot. And every time I'm dealing with emotional, heartbreaking questions, I always call upon Georgie, if you like, to come and give me a hand. So it's wonderful that we've all got our own unique guides. I've also got a little child with me who fetches the spirit through, and I've also got a lady with me as well. And I feel that she's not as strong as the other guides, but in her life, I'm seeing her coming towards me as a little servant girl, because she's got that little apron and the little frilly hat, and she's always busy. So I think she helps me, you know, when I'm very busy, to kind of organize things. So it is wonderful that we have got our guides who come in and help us, you know, to kind of deal with situations. And different guides, I think, come in on different energy levels to help us with the different aspects of our work. Would you think that that's, you know, pretty
absolutely
much how it is with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. What I do feel as well is that whoever is, when they step forward and they're guiding, there's a stronger essence of that, and there's a thread of that personality of you within that person or that guide as well. So you connect on that level. It's that inner knowing. Mm. And they're there to, because we need guidance as well, as well as giving guidance. And so they come in and to guide us. I remember I was asked to do the cruises in the Mediterranean and over to Brazil. And I went into meditation and I said, so who's my guide who's going to assist me on this passage? Mm. And I had the beautiful Alexander the Great walk in. Oh, and I was like, really? But of course, he was a conqueror, and it was something that I hadn't done before. So for me, it was to conquer, to sail and work and enjoy it and see the different continents and countries. And so that thread of that was there, you know, for me, but also to channel and work through the people that I was giving readings to on the cruises. So it is pretty amazing. And of course, the guides are all within us. All that energy is within us. So we don't need to go looking for anything. It's there. It's just we have to connect within to ourselves on a deeper level. And it helps us to understand who we are as well.
Yeah, that's very, you know, it's very quite apt that you're saying that, because it's like me now with the runes that I've just really starting to get into. And I bought a little how-to book as well to help me along my way. At the moment, this is just something that I'm going to be using for my own kind of pleasure, because I would just be taking it, you know. At this moment, I'm quite a novice on the runes, but I am literally getting into it. And I was reading in the book and it said that you are most likely to be drawn to these if you've got some kind of Nordic descent, which I thought was really strange, because my great-grandmother was Norwegian. And
there
I thought,
go.
Well, there we go, you see. So there is a little bit of us, you know, as I say, you know, people pass over and it's like that eternal wheel. It still continues to turn around. So, you know, just, you know, when people pass, they leave a little bit of their energy, their DNA, their essence.
Yeah.
And I feel as we go through the generations, you know, this is why we can see like granddad smiling a little 2-year-old and somebody else's eyes in a little 5-year-old. It's because it's all basically that we are all one, and which is wonderful, you know, to think that that circle of life, if you understand, continues. So basically we're never really on our own, Anne, are we? Because we're always part of someone else.
We're never on our own, and sometimes it feels physically we may feel on our own, but actually, you know, I totally agree with you, Jeanette. It's we are surrounded by loved ones, and it's the proof of the everlasting soul that lives on and on and on. Mm. And what, you know, even to determine what our soul's purpose is in life, and sometimes it can be very difficult to find out what that is. But you know, it is lovely and comforting, and it must always bring joy and upliftment to people and a sense of healing too.
Well, yes, and I mean, it is wonderful that we are able to give some comfort and evidence and validations to people out there that are, you know, in grief of losing their loved ones, that actually the sacred journey of the soul actually does continue. And, you know, you just have to look at that little child that's next to you to see that there is a little part of you and your loved ones in the new kind of offsprings, you know, it's that eternal cycle of life. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful topic, and it's something that I could talk and talk and talk about. But I know that we have got quite a few callers on the line now, Anne. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over to a couple of songs, and then when we come back, we're going to open the lines and we're going to continue with the reading. So we'll be back after these songs.
FM, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd on the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay. Hi there. Now you're back with us. We just had a few technical blips then. I hope that you enjoyed the song, which is very appropriate. Now then, I'm going to open the lines now. Are you there with us, Anne?
I am indeed.
Okay, my love. We just had a couple of technical issues then. The mics just went off and back on. Live radio always gets you like that. But I have got Don on the line now, and I'd like to say hello, Don. Welcome to Guiding Lights. And you're speaking to Jeanette Ann, and how can I help you this evening, please?
Hi, how are you guys doing this evening?
Yeah, we're doing really well. Is there any area that you'd like me to focus on for you this evening, Don?
Business, my career. I'm kind of curious about that. I'm considering working for myself and just wondering if that's the route I should keep going.
I do feel so, actually, okay, because instantly as I was listening to your voice energy, I was connecting into spirit, and I have got a gentleman here that comes through very strongly. I feel that this gentleman is your grandfather, and he was quite solid and thick set in his, you know, in his time here. Do you understand that, Don?
Yeah, it's actually funny you say that, because I've had a few readings before, and they always pick up on my grandfather.
Because he seems to be strongly looking after you in a protective way. Now then, have you got the same name as him, Don? Because I feel that there is a very close bond to that name in your family.
It's not his name, but my uncle, it was his name, who passed away when he was 16.
Because I've actually got another Don with me here, and I knew that it wasn't you because this gentleman is also a Don. He's just come in and said his name is Don, and he's coming in now to say that he's there as well. Your question, my love, was about work, okay? Now, I do feel Spirit had just given me a big thumbs up in my head, which is definitely go for it, because I do feel that there is going to be hard work is going to pay off. I do feel that you've got to just be very diligent, but it is going in the right direction for you. There may have been a little bit of conflict around you. Over the last 4 or 5 months, I feel like as though there's been blips or obstacles or people that haven't been very easy to be around. But I just feel that with you, you are very focused in what you want to do, and you've got a plan. And I feel that Don, who's passed over, is with you, and your granddad is also coming in as well, supporting you. Tell me, my love, who had the bad leg before they passed over? Was it Don or was it your granddad? Because
well,
I've got real issues with the leg.
I don't know about Don, but my grandfather, I mean, he didn't really limp, but he did have like an artificial knee put in.
Right. because I feel that that used to give him an awful lot of pain, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel as a younger man, he was a very fit, active kind of a guy that used to like to get himself out there, you know, very traditional, family-rooted, or, you know, organized man. And I feel towards the end, when his leg was going like that, especially around the knee area, I feel that it used to bring him down because he didn't like the fact that he was a little bit more restricted than what he once was, if you can understand that.
Sure. Yep.
Okay, so what he's saying is, don't put restrictions on yourself, okay? If you believe that you can do it, you will do it. And these obstacles that have been around you, I do feel that they are going to just be dispersed, and it's like he's just giving me the sea parting. So I feel like, so there's emotional things that you've had to deal with, you are dealing with things, and it's just like a smooth parting for you now. So I feel that if I'm looking at you doing well, I feel yes, you are, you should take on your own venture if that's where you feel that you need to go, because obviously I'm not here to tell you what to do, I'm just giving you information.
Sure.
From spirit. But I do feel that your granddad and Don is wishing you to do well, my love. And I do feel it is, yeah, a new beginning, new energy. 2013 is the number 6 energy. It's all about settled, it's all about families, it's all about feeling completed. This year is a 5 energy, it's about restlessness, it's about change, it's about disorganizing, or people around you have been disorganized. But I feel that you've been feeling restless since around about May time. Do you understand May as being a marker point for you when you really thought, I need to change?
Yeah, I mean, I've been actually having my own business for the past year. I'm partners with my father. And it's funny you say that, because he and I had some serious issues a few months back, actually him, myself, and my girlfriend, because they don't like each other. But
right.
Things have kind of settled down, and, you know, our business is going well. And I was wondering, because I was working and running my business, I got laid off from my job, so I was kind of torn. Should I go back and try to get a conventional job in the business world like I've used to, or just put all my energy into building and running my own business, which I think I'd be happier at?
Well, I feel, okay, for you, that you're the type of guy who likes to be the boss, not the follower, okay?
Exactly.
So I would say that you need to be doing your own thing within reason, as long as it's doable, because you can't really... I don't really see you being happy long-term just plodding along working for someone else, because I feel that you've got a lot of inspirational ideas yourself and that you really want to get going and get on with things, my love, you know?
Yes.
And I think you are going to do it. I think you are following the path that you should be on. You need to get more balance around this, first of all. Don't jump into anything until you're absolutely sure that what you're getting into is what it actually says it is, not what you think it is. And I really would have some kind of a step-by-step program to open the new doorways, because I do feel like as though there's a lot of new energy coming in. And as I said earlier on, definitely a leader, not a follower. So your guides, your loved ones in spirit will be kind of trying to guide you on the right path. But I do feel a lot of change for you over the next few months, my love. And I'm going to leave that with you. And I hope that that's helped you this evening.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. And
you
thank you very
day.
Much, Don, for connecting with the Guiding Light Show. Okay, thank you very much. Now then, I'm going to pass on the Trish to our lovely Anne, and she's going to do a reading for Trish. So, hello, Trish. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I
it's
actually
no problem.
Have almost the same question around career. I'm looking
okay.
for a new
but
new
I'm going
position.
To pass you on to the lovely Anne now, because she's going to take this one for you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, lovely. Trish, as I was just listening to your voice there, I got the impression of a very dear, sweet lady coming in who felt quite traditional, actually, and I wanted to go more on a grandmother vibration, more on your mum's side. Is mum's passed over?
She is.
Yeah, because I want to say she's coming in, and I don't know if she was a little bit busty, but she's got like a fuller figure there. But she's bringing this softer energy in around you, which tells me that at the moment where your career is concerned, you found it a little harsh or a little cold, and a feeling of not feeling that it's flowing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
There's been a lot of questions in your head as well. It's like you like to think things over and over and over again, don't you?
Yes.
And you're not the sort of person that wants to take a rash risk into jumping out of something into something else. You're sort of quietly trying to see a pathway forward, but doing it in a very controlled manner. Is that right?
Sort of.
Yeah, right, okay. She brings in a very gentle aspect to you. And so what they're saying here to you is that if at the moment, just be a little sort of, take stock and be a little calmer with things or a little bit gentler. There's no rush at the moment, they're saying. They want you to just sort of consider everything around you. And I feel that that's quite important to sort of weigh things up. And I feel that you are making changes as we get to January, or as January starts to come in. There are changes around you there where your work is concerned. Do you understand, yeah?
I hope so.
It's very good, because what I see here is that do you like to work hands-on? Because I've got this feeling of you like being in the middle of it, yeah?
Yes.
Because you're in the middle of it, sometimes we don't see the outer picture of things, the things that are a little bit sort of further beyond. So they're just saying, take your time and to consider everything that comes in and look at everything, not to dismiss things that you might think initially are a little bit sort of, oh, that won't suit, or I don't want to go in that direction. So they're asking you to consider all your options at the moment in order for you to make the right decisions. And I do feel that as we move to January, things are opening up and progressing more for you where your work and your career is concerned. And I feel I need to take you to the month of May again for more expansion with you. Can you... she's making me aware there's a birthday anniversary or passing in the month of January that you would connect with, you would know.
I have not.
Right, okay. And I also want to go to the month of May as well, where you would know there was a birthday there too.
Yes, my mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole feeling I'm getting here, I also feel that you are a beautiful soul and your light shines really bright, your energy. So I do feel that you are trying to be a little guarded, but I also feel that your energy and your light extends that. So I feel that people warm to you, and I feel that people will attract into you. Do you find that people come in and tell you all their problems too?
They do.
Yes, because your psychic energy is very bright and you are a healer on that level. And so therefore, when people come to you with their issues, you feel, oh, an agony aunt, yeah? And it's because of your energy, your psychic energy. It lends itself there to that healing process for people. So even though you just listen, you have become the healer in that case. Do you understand, yeah?
Not really.
You know when people are telling you about their problems?
Yes.
Then you were just automatically the healer, even if you don't need to pass any comments, yeah?
Oh, you mean just by listening?
Just by listening, love, yeah.
Okay.
So you've got a lovely energy with you in that respect. And so that gentle side of you, that warm light shines bright within you, okay? And I also feel... I feel like I'm working here and my hands are moving from as if I'm trying to do something. Do you work, are you creative with your hands?
No.
Right, because will you watch where there's something you're making or there's something that you're doing more involved? It's more of putting something together, but I'm using the hands-on thing with it. So can you just be aware of that, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be aware. I don't know what it is at the moment.
It just feels as if you are actually It's very creative. So I don't know what it is you're doing, but they're just showing me the hands. Do you remember your grandma? Do you remember her?
I remember the one on my mother's side.
Yeah. Would you remember if she had a problem with her hands later on in life?
I don't know.
Right, because I get the feeling this lady, because she keeps moving her hands, that she's drawing attention to her own hands, so maybe she couldn't do things with her hands the way she used to be able to do them, yeah?
Yeah, possibly.
And that, again, it's just she's doing this with you, your hands, okay? So I'll just draw your attention to it, because I don't want to interpret it. I just want to give you what they're giving me, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so I do feel, I also want to say, they're showing me as I go back, that there were two big changes in your career in the past. You would know that, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, and they're saying that we can learn from, if we stop a minute and look back, we can draw from that, and the experience is there for you. So they're just pulling your mind to have a look back and look at what you learned from those two big changes, and it will come in good for you as you move forward. But I do feel very positive, and I do feel you're very intuitive, and also to listen to your gut intuition, because it will serve you extremely well.
Great.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Yeah. Very
do you
good.
Want? Do you want to ask something more specific?
I guess my question is: do you see me working somewhere new in January?
It is opening up for you, and it may be the hand, this thing with the hands again that they keep doing. But I want to say that they're showing me the number 15, so I want to go around the 15th of January, where this whole new working situation opens up for you.
Okay. Actually, I do have one question. I have a meeting with city planners next week. I was just curious how that would go.
Right. Okay. The feeling here is there's a little bit of fear, but what they're showing me here is be proud of who you are, your grandma's saying. Be proud of who you are, because you've actually got an awful lot to offer and bring to the table. And I do feel there is... Right, okay. I'm being shown 1, 2, 3. Do you know if there's going to be 3 people or more there?
Yes.
Right, because they're showing me there is one gentleman in particular who is very drawn to what you were saying, and I want to say that you have you've got very good articulate skills, and this gentleman pays a particular interest to you, and I feel there will be another meeting after that. So I want to say that watch for another meeting off the back of that meeting as well. But this one gentleman, and he feels as if it looks around about 30 to 35. And he is all clued up, and it excites you, because I can see you getting really excited with this, because this gentleman understands what you're talking about perfectly. You're like-minded people, yeah?
So it ends positively.
Very positive, yes. And there'll be another meeting again off the back of that. Don't be surprised.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all very much.
And just remember, you're a lovely shining light.
I will. I appreciate this.
Lots of love from your grandmother in spirit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you so much for that lovely reading. And I do believe that we've got another lovely person on the line who's waiting to connect in with the show tonight. So let's have area code 631 and say, hi, good evening. Welcome to Guiding Light. You're through to Jeanette Ann. Hello there. Okay, I think that 631 has gone off the line. So can we have the next person that's waiting in line, please? Right, we've got area code 111. So are you there, please, to say hi, welcome to Guiding Lights?
Hello.
Hello there, hi. Can I just ask you for your name, please? Because you just come in on your area code, my love.
Oh, yes, yes. My name is Georgette.
Oh, it's a pretty name, okay. Right then, Georgette, how can I help you this evening? You're through to Jeanette Ann.
Hi, Jeanette Ann. I was wondering if you would be able to give me some insight about the current relationship that I'm in.
Right, okay, my love. Now, first of all, as I'm linking in with you, I do feel that I'm exhausted because there's been a lot of things that haven't been really kind of open. Do you understand that feeling, my love, as I'm linking in with your energy? Do you understand that?
I do.
Yeah. So it's either you've been feeling down, okay, quite restless, down, because there seems to be someone around you who hasn't been completely open and honest with you, darling. Do you understand that feeling?
Well, I wonder if that's true.
Right, because I do feel that's your doubt, okay? Those are your fears. And I feel what you're actually looking for is balance, and that's exactly what you want, but it seems to be hard. I think, you know, with you, you're coming in as such a wonderful energy, really kind, really giving person. I've got a lot of nine energy around you, so I feel that you are a very sensitive soul. Could I just take your date of birth, please?
7/17. 1958.
Right, okay, so there's Cancer energy with you. So there's a lot of intuition there with you. And I would say that normally with you, you're pretty good with a good sense of knowing about what is right or what doesn't feel right. Do you understand that, my love?
Very okay. much, yeah.
And there's something that doesn't quite feel right around this situation with you. And it's like you can't put your finger on it, but it's like your psychic antenna, if you like, is just going crazy because there's something that you need to sort out. I feel that, you know, you are actually more intuitive than you kind of really believe that you are. I feel that you could learn, develop, open to spirit, to the spirit world. You have got the abilities there with you. There is definitely a situation that needs to be resolved. I've got a gentleman coming in, okay, and I feel that this is either a dad or a granddad, but I've got a strong male energy coming in around you, Jeanette. And I'm also getting the link to the name David. Do you understand the name David, please?
I don't have anybody around me with the name David.
Right, okay, well, keep that open then, okay, because I feel that this is something coming in for you, okay, that you've got to be aware of. But I'm also very drawn, darling, to someone who, when they were on this side of life, was quite musical because I'm having the piano playing. So can you understand the link between a male energy, a grandfather who was very musical, please?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
There is definitely someone coming in around you, okay, who is part of your family, who was very, very musical, but I feel what they're actually giving me for you is just trying to say, don't stress things, okay, because there is definitely new beginnings coming in for you. The gentleman that you have been kind of in this relationship with, has he got darker eyes, my love?
No.
Right, now, who is the dark-eyed man? Because I do feel that there is another person that has been in very important in your life, but his eyes were dark.
Well, brown, maybe.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I feel that there's still an energy there with that relationship. There's still something that's there. And I feel that the gentleman that you're with now is kind of like, it needs to be fine-tuned because there is definitely self-doubt. There is definitely issues there. And I really do feel for you, okay, it's about really looking at the situation with, you know, with kind of your head, not your heart. Because I think what you're actually looking for is unconditional love. That's what you're actually looking for. But I don't know whether or not the balance is right for that because you come across as a very giving person. And sometimes this person that we're talking about doesn't give back in the same energy as what you give out. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like your heart that's giving out all the time. Your energy. You know, how you know, what can you do for this guy to make this guy's life better? And I do feel when you met this guy that he wasn't in the best place at the time. And it's like as though you've come in around him and you've really helped him get back on his feet, because that's what I'm feeling. And it's like now when you're really looking for just having balance and let's get together and let's move on, it's like as though this guy is backing away a little bit and he's not being open with you the way that you want him to be. And I do feel that for you, okay, it's about balance. And this is something I feel that you need to speak to this guy about, because I feel that when you're with him, you feel now like as though you're on your own because you haven't got that connection. Do you understand that distance, that something that's missing from him to you? I think you need to stand back on this, my love. I think he needs to come forward to you a little bit more.
Okay.
I feel that you should stop being so giving and allow him to come forward to you. And I do feel that there are going to be changes around you, that you are going to feel a lot happier in yourself, because it's almost like as though you're taking your control back. Because right now it's like as though everything's going out in his direction. And that's coming from the gentleman who is with me now, who is in connection with your family. I'm going grandfather. I do feel this tall, quite steady guy who was in his early 70s when he passed over, but he was a very hard-working man, and I do feel he was quite creative as well as regards to his hands. So he either worked with his hands or he was very clever at writing, because I just want to work with my hands. And he is coming in to say, stand back on this one and allow this gentleman to come forward to you.
Okay, and is this gentleman worth spending time with? Is he going to be stepping forward? Is it a long-term commitment?
At the moment in time, I feel if you look honestly with your head, not your heart, I feel that you would see that there are inconsistencies with this guy, okay? Because he just really comes forward and then he kind of does a big U-turn and then goes back. So I think what you need to get this guy is one level and energy. I feel that there is potential, but at the moment there has to be change. You need to take rest as well from worrying about it, because it's like as though you're thinking about it all the time. Ask the angels to come in and give you a hand with this. They are listening to you. But more importantly, I feel that he needs to think about his priorities and where he needs to be. And I think if his priorities are not 100% with you, then I do feel that maybe he is taking too much of your energy, and it may be too much of a risk to continue with someone who doesn't want to put you first as important in his life. I think you'll really figure this out over the next couple of months. There's like change coming in for you.
Okay. So you're,
and this is positive.
What I hear you saying is that there's a change coming that will separate us in the next 3 months?
No, I feel that there's a change coming that will make you see, okay, exactly what man you have in front of you. Okay, and the effort that he puts in around your situation in the next 3 months will allow you to really look at this situation and where you are headed. It's almost like, so I want to say to you, your heart is very important, okay? You need to give it away to someone who deserves it. And what you're going to be looking at over the next couple of months is this guy worth it?
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
And it's going to be your choice. I don't feel it's going to be his choice. I feel at the moment he thinks he has got the key, okay, to be, you know, the decider, but I don't feel it is. I feel that it's going to be ultimately your choice whether or not you walk away from this guy or whether you continue with this. But I think what he needs to show you is devotion, and that's what he hasn't been shown you lately, and that's what you need.
Okay. Do you think a conversation needs to take place about this?
No, I don't think a conversation needs to take place, because then if it was, it's almost like it would be stage managed. I think what you have to do is just quietly back away from him and allow him to come forward to you. And if he doesn't really make much effort, then, you know, his actions are kind of telling you, well, look, you know, I'm not really focusing on you the way you want me to be. Give him a deadline, give him a timeline in your mind. Say, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, it's your energy, so you'll make the timelines. But I do feel that you need to have this guy prove to you that he is worth the love that you are showing him. And right now, I haven't got that balance. And I do feel that you are going to be definitely turning that around to your advantage. And also, if you do choose to walk away from this guy, I still feel there's energy with the guy with the brown eyes that you need to look into. And I'm going to have to leave you with that, my darling, because I've got other callers on the line. And it's been wonderful connecting with you. And take care. And thank you for calling the Guiding Light Show. And goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Now then, I've got Area 512, and I'm going to pass this on to the lovely Anne to take this.
Hello, you're through to Anne Scholes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Lovely. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Paige.
Paige, lovely. That's a lovely name. Paige, what is your question? What were you wanting to ask tonight on the show?
Well, one of my questions is my youngest daughter, she has been very disrespectful lately, and I want to know what's going on with her. What has happened?
Right. Okay. Okay. As I link with her energy, I feel that she has a lot of things going on in her mind that she can't quite tally up. It's almost like she's trying to work out what her role is in life here. And I want to say there is some sort of question here. Are you not with her father?
I am.
You are. But there's something to do with her father. He's needing more attention. I'm seeing him in some way. Does he spend time with her?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. Because there's a sense here of the attention, yeah, that's needed. And is he quite soft with her?
Oh, God, yes.
Right. Okay. Right. So what's going on here is the sense of what I'm feeling here is that he needs to be a little firmer with her,
yes,
and have more of a structure, more of a sort of pointing out, you know, well, we can have this much time and then we must get on and do this. So there's some sort of structure there, because I feel that she just wants to walk around, or she's walking over you because she can get away with
your
dad.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And she does love you. It's just that obviously she's going to the parent that's going to give her all the as much as it is for as little energy as possible. And so he needs, you and your partner, or your husband, need to speak about this when she's not around and have some sort of conformity. And what I'm getting here is the word structure, and rules and regulations. I keep getting 14. How old is she?
That's her birthday. It was the 14th of this month.
Ah, right. Okay. She's
19.
Is she 19? Right. Well, I kept saying 14. That's her birthday. That's lovely. What's happened as well is that she's suddenly realized, you know, when I said at the beginning, finding out what her role is, she's still kind of trying to put down some sort of balance within her own life, and I feel that she kind of runs with friends, and then if it doesn't suit, she'll sort of switch a bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yep. That's it.
And
that's her.
Yeah, and she's stunning. She's beautiful. She's absolutely.
Thank you. Not
telling me
she's mine, but yes, she is.
She is. She's beautiful, and she can flash the eyelashes. She can sort of, you know, pull people in, and I feel as if she's got to be reminded of, you know, the basics of what she's doing. And I feel that you, as a mom, you still kind of want to tell her how to do things in a loving way.
Yeah.
But what you have to do now is step back and say,
okay, I need you to come and talk to me, and I need to tell you to tell me how you feel, and I'm going to listen. And you have to treat her now more, not as a child, because we do as mums. I've got one myself, I've got two actually. And make them feel like they're your friend now, and talk to her in a way of, what would you think? What's your opinion? And sometimes ask them to go away and think about it. If it's a bigger question, you know, what you said earlier really hurt my feelings. Could you, you know, think about that and think about what you were doing and come back and tell me what you feel and why you felt it necessary to actually speak in that way, yeah?
Yeah, because and she really does act like she hates me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she does love you underneath, okay? This is just temporary. I actually see, let me see now. I seem to be going into March, April of next year, whereby there is a better understanding of each other. I feel that you don't always tell her exactly how you feel about other things that happen in life.
True.
You keep a lot to yourself. You put on the brave face, as we do as well sometimes, yeah?
Yeah?
And so you need to be sort of opening up a little bit of yourself to her so she can see that you are, mum is invincible, mum is the, the rule maker, you know, mum is the big ogre. And yet she hasn't seen the other beautiful side of mum, who's the nurturing side, who actually adores her. And I want to say, does she not like to go shopping? Because I'm being told here we need to go shopping and have some girly time.
Oh, my God. She likes to go shopping. She would go from sun up to sundown.
Right. Okay. So do you actually go with her?
Yes.
She doesn't like to do it with her friends or that. So there's the girly aspects of this as well coming through. So that's what you're doing. That's fine then. But I do feel that things will be better as we move towards spring of next year. But it's
that's
the communication.
Wonderful to know.
Well, it's the communication. Treat her not as a child now. Because we do. We tell them as mums. We tell them, oh, this. Now we have to bring her on board and say, now you're an adult. You're a young adult. And, you know, I really love you. I'm really proud of you. However, I need you to think about the way you speak to me. And I need you to tell me why that is. I need you, you know what I mean? And so really pull her out, yeah? Because,
does this have anything also to do with her? She's getting ready to go away to college next month, or January, rather. Will she actually go, or does that have anything to do with the behavior, too?
She will go. What I got was a real sense of study with her.
Okay.
I think what I feel is there's a fear with her on the studying
side. That's
what
she told me.
She
told me she was scared, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's about reassurance. What is it she's frightened of? Okay, let her bring it to the table. What are you frightened of? How can I help? And just say, even though you may know the answer, ask her, how can I help you with that? And then she'll say, if she says, I don't know, say, well, can I make a suggestion? How about, and it's just support. She will absolutely fly. Once she's in there, she will fly. She will absolutely fly. She will be absolutely really, really lovely. Does she, and I just wanted to say that she's either changing her hairstyle or she's constantly messing with her hair.
Yes. You are in her head.
And also I want to say there's a little bit of quiet time in a room too.
Yes.
So I see her in a room and having that quiet space, where she doesn't want anybody to come in or intrude, yeah?
Yes, yeah, don't touch my stuff, don't even
That's it. And I also wanted to say that it goes back to a feeling, I'm getting to the root of it now, a feeling of inadequacy. So somewhere along the line, she felt that she wasn't good enough, or she wants to do so well for Dad and be the, you know, the queen bee in his eyes, in your eyes, that she's frightened of failure. So do you have another child? Is there another child there?
There is another child at home. I have four total, and two are married and gone, and one is here that's younger than her, a boy.
Yeah, I felt one younger, but I want to say that there's something that she wants to live up to. So either an elder child did really, really well, and she felt that they got a lot of praise, and she's also wanting to be in that limelight. She doesn't realize she's got it.
She also wants the younger one to look up to her, too.
Yeah,
Yeah. So we need to deal more with that. Why does she want? If you go to the core of that, it's deep within her that when I want to go back to when she was seven. So did she have? Did you move house, or was there a change around her at the age of seven?
Oh yes. Yes.
Right.
We had to move. To help my husband with his dad, and that was not a good time for them. They hated it.
Yeah. And so when she moved, in comes her fear, because she goes back to that time where she had no control over it, because she had to go with the family. So now So now she has control in her life, And therefore, you need to explain that to her. And therefore, the fear then will dissipate. It will go away, because she's controlling her life now, not mum and dad. She was only seven, and she's got a wicked sense of humor when she starts.
Oh, gee whiz. She could be a comedian. I'd be so rich. Oh, yes.
It's wicked. It's sharp. It's off the cuff. And it's like you stand there, you go,
She is hilarious, yes.
You know, and praise her for that. You know, that's a fantastic part of a personality, to have a sense of humor like that. But just, she's, like I say, you know, mixed with the fear and being in dad's eyes and not wanting to be a failure, and, you know, and of course what happens then, this all bubbles up inside and then it all thrown at you, and we throw it at the one we love. But she will come round, and you two will be best pals.
Okay.
I'm also being told there's a wedding that you are going to. So have you had an invitation to a wedding?
I have a few that I went to. Nothing else yet, but do have an older daughter she's with her partner. They've been together. She's 31, and she left home when she was 18. And I'm thinking that they might want to do this wedding thing.
Okay, and I also want to say Nevada. There's a connection to you in Nevada.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I don't know where you are.
I'm in Texas.
Oh, right. I don't even know where Nevada is in relation to you. But I just watch where there's good news coming in there around that state.
I'll watch for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed your reading.
I have. You've been awesome, and I just want to say hello to Jan. Hi, Jan.
Is she there? She should be there. Hello, Jeanette.
And yes, I am. I'm here. Thank you, Paige. This is a dear friend of mine, Anne from Texas. She's a lovely soul. Paige and I speak quite often, and I'm really glad that you've enjoyed your reading tonight with Anne, Paige.
Yes, thank you both very much.
You're more than welcome.
No problem,
okay,
sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming through to the Guiding Lights, Paige. Bye-bye now. Okay, thank you, Paige. Now we're going over to a song. Lovely reading, Anne. Really lovely for Paige to have such comfort about her daughter. We're going to go over to a song, and then we'll be back with you to open the lines again. Thank you.
You know down inside that I really do.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, that's fantastic, and we're back opening the lines again, and I do believe that we have a lovely caller who is joining us from Norway, and I think the lady's name is Bertie, is that correct?
No, my name is Inga.
Inga, hello there. Okay, I was just looking at the other lady there who was on the show before. Okay, Inga, lovely to speak to you. How can I help you this evening? You're through to Jeanette Ann.
I'm not quite sure, but I need to know where to go.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to have a look for you now, my love, okay? And let's have a link in for you now. Are you waiting for some kind of news or something to come through for you, Inga?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes, because I've got you in the waiting zone for news. That's what Spirit have just showed me, okay? And I do feel that you have had some setbacks and disappointments over the last 3 or 4 months that's making you feel a little bit insecure and a little bit self-confidence as well, lacking in self-confidence. Do you understand that, sweetheart, that feeling of I'm a little bit apprehensive about what's going on, because that's what I'm sensing from you?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, I do feel that this is to do with the past with you. I do feel Spirit is showing me heartache in the past. So, darling, would you say that you have been in a situation where someone has let you down or showed you another side to them that you wasn't expecting, please?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Because I'm feeling like, so I want to go back to when I was younger, around about 17, okay, because I'm just drawn to 17, 18. It's like situation around you then was difficult, and it's almost as if you stored something or kept something close to you since then, emotional things that you need to let go of. Are you aware of this? Does the age of 17 kind of resonate with you, please?
No, I don't think I wasn't anything special, I think.
Well, there's definitely something, okay, that I'm picking up that's kind of holding you back. I feel that it's lack of confidence, my love. And I do also feel with you that what I'm feeling is that you need to be standing more in your own light, if you understand that, because it's almost as if other people's energy have been coming in around you and knocking you down. Because as I'm linking in with you, I feel like as though I'm an American football player that's dodging the balls, because it's like something's coming towards you all the time, you know. And it's like when I'm getting on my feet from this, then something else is hitting me down and I'm like exhausted and I just need to take time out and get my head around things. I do feel I'm focusing with you. I do feel that spirit are around you. You're a very spiritual girl. You've got a lot of healing energy because I'm picking up on the vibration of turquoise, okay? So this for me is two areas. I feel your throat chakra is blocked because you haven't been able to express how you've been feeling lately. Okay, so I wouldn't be surprised if you was having a gland or throat problems because that area seems quite restricted. And also the turquoise is a very high vibrational healing color as well. So I feel for you, I want to give you the healing energy of the turquoise and work with it as well. Also aquamarine. Aquamarine is a crystal that the ancient mariners used to use to guide them through stormy waters. And that's exactly the crystal I want to give you to start working with, to open your chakra, your throat, to speak your mind, to have more confidence, to really guide you through this difficult phase that you've been going through. I feel that there's a gentleman with brown hair, bluey green eyes that has hurt you, and that there is someone coming in who is going to be a better match for you, darling. Are you aware of what I'm talking about with the gentleman with this colour in?
No.
There's someone coming in. There is someone from the past. I don't know whether or not this is a family member or an ex-partner, but I'm picking up the colour of the brown hair and bluey-green eyes because they've just showed me this colour in. So if it's not a past tense, it's a future tense, because I'm really drawn to that energy coming in around you with someone who looks like that.
No, I can't see.
Well, not now, maybe. But
I can't think of.
This is maybe someone to come in, okay? This is someone to come in for you. I've got a G sounding name in connection with this gentleman as well, so keep that in your mind, okay? That G sounding name. But I do feel with you that there is a lady who pulls very, very close to you, okay? And I'm going to go with either an aunt, okay, a great aunt or a grandmother, because I feel when she passed over, this lady had a long life, okay? She didn't pass over young. She passed over in her early 80s, and she had really pretty blue eyes, even though she passed quite later on. It's like her eyes still remain sparkly. Do you understand who I'm picking up, please, here?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now I've got an M or an N in connection with this lady's name, okay? And she's bringing in the strength that you need around you, because it feels to me, okay, as if you need a little bit of spiritual guidance, and it's almost like you're feeling like as though you're losing focus. It's like things are going around in your head and you can't make decisions. But I do feel as I'm drawing in with you, okay, that things are definitely starting to come right, because I've got exhaustion coming in around you as well, okay?
Yeah.
And yes, because I just feel I'm wearing myself out. I'm trying so hard, and I do feel like with you, it's almost as if the sharks are swimming around the boat. It's like survival, you know? And I just want to take you out of all these stressful situations that you found yourself in. I do feel within the next 6 that there is going to be a victory for you, and I do feel that you need to be focusing on developing that spiritual energy with you as well. There's a lot to you, okay, that you are not allowing yourself to give. I feel sometimes you can be, although you are a very sweet soul, I feel sometimes you can be very closed. This is the throat chakra again, because I'm not expressing how I feel. And I think what you're actually looking for is your perfect other half. Because I just feel like as I'm calling out my soulmate with you. And I think that what you need to do is just get into that circle of life again and really start focusing on partnership, love, family, you know, but all positive, not the negativity that's been around you of lately. It's like, so I really just want you to reinvent yourself, if you understand, okay? And not really compromise. Yeah, because it's yourself, it's esteem, my love, okay? It's taking a nosedive and a battering, really. I don't feel like as though you are aware of how lovely you really are. And I think you need to start telling yourself that very often. I've got a spiritual number 7 here for you. So I do know that there's a lot of spirituality in you. And I'm also calling on Archangel Michael, who is standing with you as well, to kind of be your warrior, if you like, to do the things that you need to do to reinvent yourself, okay, to get this new phase around you. It's about celebrating life, okay, and not focusing on negativity. That's what I have to say, because you've been through situations where people have been a little bit deceitful, okay? You have to shift your focus away from that. Now, you cannot focus on things, and it's like, so I want to pick you up physically and put you on a new road, okay? So say follow that new path. So whatever you've been doing in the last 6 to 9 months, okay, that's been making you feel worn out and exhausted, you need to change it, because I want to go back maybe possibly to around about October with you, and you really did feel absolutely worn out then. So it's like as though October for you was a very testing month, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to hospital.
Right, so there's where I'm feeling really worn out and exhausted and really down. And, you know, as you know, sometimes when we have these tough decisions and tough things come to us in life, we feel like as though life is just falling all around us, you know. But when actually you feel that things are falling apart, they're actually falling into place. And that's what I feel is coming in for you, okay? Because at the end of the day, all right, even though you have been through a difficult 9 months, I really do want to say to you that there is better coming in. Your guides, your loved ones in spirit are with you, okay? I do feel, okay, that there has been kind of like a realization this year that some people are fundamentally not really worth being around your energy. So I've had a bit of a learning curve as well with you, okay, and life lessons. But you are growing, you are a strong soul, and I do feel that even though you've had all these difficulties and these shocks, that you are definitely going to start realizing that 2013 is where you really are going to stand in your own light, shine, communicate your feelings more, be more open with other people, allow the right energy to come around you, bring more balance in. I do have a relationship coming in around your energy. You're not meant to be on your own. You won't be on your own. And there is a lot more happiness coming in for you as well, my love.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Well, it's been lovely connecting with you. And I'd like to say thank you so much for coming on to the Guiding Light Show with us this evening. And do keep listening, because we love, you know, our listeners, because they do make the show. And I'd like to say God bless and thank you very much. Okay.
God bless you too. Thank
you. God bless you too. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye. And love
bye-bye.
Yes, okay. Okay, yeah. Now we're going to go for another song now. And when we come back, we are going to be opening the lines again. And the fantastic Anne Scholes is going to be taking the next call. Thank you.
Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My life. shores. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Wow, that was fantastic. And we have got the lovely Bertie online for a Skype poll, and she's coming in, and I'm going to pass her over to the wonderful, amazing Anne Scholes.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How do you pronounce it? Is it Bertie?
Yes, I am. I can still hear the music. Why?
Oh, I don't know.
There it ended.
I'm sure Jeanette will sort that one out. Thank you for ringing the show.
Oh, thank you.
What would you like me to take a look at for you this evening?
Oh, I just regularly. I think I have you twice. Place it just a second. I just have to take away something.
Are you all right? You sorted it out?
Yes, I am here, but I can hear myself twice.
Oh, I'm not a technical.
I'm sorry. I tried to get rid of everything here.
Can I just quickly say, if you turn your show sound down, that would be much better for you both, because you have an echo feedback.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, lovely.
Here we go. There we go.
Sorry
very about that. I know. I was trying to do something technical for a friend. And then I had so much up here. Okay, I'm sorry.
You've got me now. You're through to Anne.
Yes.
What would you like me to take a look at?
Oh, everything, actually. Just it's kind of a surprise for me that I just come true, so...
Right.
Give it to me.
Okay, no problem. Let me just have a link into your voice. Right, okay. I do feel that you are someone who has a very inquiring mind. I think you like to think through lots of possibilities with lots of different things. Do you understand?
Yeah,
and sometimes you can clutter up your mind because you're too busy thinking about things that you're missing what you need to be seeing in front of you. There's a sense of that coming in around you.
I know that. It's a big problem.
You've just got a very inquisitive mind, that's what it is. Okay. What I feel as well, as I feel that life hasn't been as settled for you as you would wish it to be over the last 18 months. And I feel that there's a sense of coldness around you, which means to me, not that you are cold, just that you are trying to protect yourself or trying to make the right decision at the right time. So there's this, what I'm being given here is by my guides is that we need to relax a little and go a little bit more with the flow. You kind of believe in spiritualism or psychic, you know, phenomena.
I do.
Yeah. But there's like a pull with the rationale of the mind. And so in order to be able to go with the flow is to just trust in your own faith in yourself. Yeah. And I feel that I'm being shown here that I've got the Archangel Gabriel around you. And this is all about he is the messenger. And I want to say that it's all about good news coming in around you very quickly.
Oh,
and it feels as if I'm waiting for 1, 2, 3 things, yeah? And there'll be a quick succession as I get to the middle of December where it feels like I'm turning the corner. Are you single at the moment?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because yes. What I feel is as well that you question yourself when it comes to looking for love, inviting in the right person.
Yeah.
And I feel you've shied away from it as well since your last relationship. There's been a sense of it's knocked your confidence, it's knocked your self-esteem.
You're quite right.
And I want to say that gentleman was very abrasive around you. His energy didn't blend with your energy. And I feel that you tried to sort of either look up to him or make him understand who you were, but he didn't quite get it. So you understand me? And therefore, that you don't look back and think, oh, what if and what if? Because, you know, you are you. You're unique. You're special and very beautiful. And so, therefore, the energy of that needs to flow a little bit more. But because of that last gentleman, it has taken that sort of edge off you, yeah? You're very fun-loving. You're very fun-loving. You love to have, I can see you with people and laughing and having lots of jokes and things like that. Do you understand?
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I feel I've got a very, very much like a fairy energy with you. So you could like to be a little bit mischievous and a little bit of the pranks, yeah? So I want to link you to the fairy kingdom in a very beautiful way. I also feel that you are well read. They're showing me lots of books around you. So you are someone who likes to either read or learn. You'd like to keep learning, yeah, with yourself.
I just write a book for children, actually.
That's a fairy energy.
You're doing so great. My God.
Yeah. Brilliant. And I do feel that you will be very successful with this. I feel you've had to sort of push very hard to get to that place and still keep pushing. But I want to say, have you presented this to a publisher yet?
I'm waiting for the drawings to come. And yes, I am going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it yet, but I haven't been contacted with someone yet.
Yeah, that's fine, because was this very significant around you in July? Because I get going back to July, where maybe you were July. When I go back to July, was you very, that was very significant with you in this book?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was finished it around that time actually, but I can't wait anymore. I'm waiting, you know, and I want to get it finished. I wish I could have it finished by Christmas, but I know I can't now. But so it's going slow, and I really, really feel that. Now I should have it finished.
But they're pushing
to get it out, you know?
Yeah. Don't worry, okay?
So, yeah, you're quite right. In July,
I was
finished with that.
Take it that now what you need to do is just pull all your energy in and just ask the universe to push this forward for you. We don't need to actually put a lot of energy out there in sort of running around chasing people. Stand in your own energy and power and just ask and use the law of attraction where you stand firm and what you have here is going to benefit children, it's going to benefit yourself and others. So you are what you're putting out there is a beautiful, beautiful energy. And so I want to say December, as before, there were three pieces of good news coming in, and one of those will be to do with your book, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Right,
wow.
Now, one of them, there's a gentleman around you, or you need to be careful of a gentleman who doesn't listen to you regarding your book. You've maybe spoken to them and they're saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe a little bit pie in the sky. But there's someone around you who's not listening. So will you be very aware of that if you're not aware of this already, okay?
I will. I am not aware of it now. No.
Don't keep asking him, all right? If
you
find that you've asked a gentleman and he's not responding after twice of asking, then move it away, because I do feel there is a gentleman that you have to be a little bit wary of. I also feel that there's a lot of love and passion gone into this book. In this book, is there like horses or unicorns or...
Yes! Wow!
Right, okay, because they're showing me that there's this magical flavour with this, and it will be on the bookshelf.
It is about elves, actually.
It's about elves, there's a fairy, there we go. Yeah, they're part of the elementals. So elves, fairies, and the goblins and everything else.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The little people in Norway.
The little people. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And I also want to say there's a follow-on as well. So have you already got the seeds for the next one? There's two books here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have actually started. Mm-hmm. Just started for the second one.
So, somebody's speaking to me in your language, and I want to say Shern. Is that well done or brilliant? Shern.
What time, Shern? Yeah, just keep going.
They say Shern, and I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure. The word for wonderful.
Wonderful, yeah. Shern is what they're saying to me. So keep believing in what you have done with your passion. And I want to say, as I move towards February next year, you're feeling quite complete. You're feeling quite relieved, because I feel that's when there's an acceptance here. I also want to say that they're talking about, my guys are telling me, have you putting it online for people to listen to? So what do they call it? Self-publishing as well? So I don't know if you looked at that, but they're showing me that guidance there for you, you know. And there will be a take on this, and I do feel very successful with it. It is beautiful. Don't give up, okay?
I will never give up.
There is, let me just see. There is a gentleman from Spirit World who comes in.
Oh.
And I'm just waiting for him to build up a little quicker. Right, I want to go to your father's side of the family, where there was a gentleman who was very creative, and I feel as if I am around that grandfather figure.
Yeah,
okay?
I can understand that.
Okay, and he's very strong, and I feel this gentleman, he also loved to tell tales in his everyday life. He was like stories, because they're showing me the storyteller. And he has been working with you when you've been quite tired. You know, when you've been sort of falling over the hole and wanted to fall asleep with this situation, it's like, I'm so tired, I can't do any more. Yeah, he comes in loving energy. And
you know, I have a disease. It's work with this tiredness. You know,
yeah.
ME. It's called ME.
Right. Okay. So he's showing you. It's like it's show you sort of like slumped over your desk in your sleep, you know, you've fallen asleep on the spot, if you like, but this gentleman is here to guide you, and he talks about your diet and to make sure you eat properly too.
One more time, please. He tells you what? I didn't hear the last one.
He tells you to make sure you eat properly and eat well. Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, okay, you've got to look after yourself, you see, so that you can produce...
Are falling out and in. I can't hear everything. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with that.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear him now? So this gentleman is there, he looks after you, and he says Hans Christian Andersen. Now, I don't know what country they were from, and I don't know if it's the same country as you, but I'm getting, you know, the Hansel and Gretel stories, and so I feel as if what they're trying to say is that there is success here for you, and you have done an amazing job, and I feel that... also, that you will meet somebody around you will be signing books or launching your book in bookstores. And I also want to say that's when you meet somebody. There is a gentleman to come into your life who will cherish you. And I feel that I'm not that far away. I keep getting the number 33 around you. How old are you now? If you want to say.
Yes, I'm 48.
Right. Can you understand then, if I go back to when you were 33, how there was a bit of changes with you?
This is really funny because the other day someone told me the same number, and I don't know why, but this is the second time someone tells me that in a few days.
Okay. So, if you take 3 as a very divine spiritual number, because you have mind, body, spirit in harmony, in balance. You have the Father, God, Son, and Holy Ghost. You have the 3 wise men. So you have the divine figures of 3, yeah? And so they're giving it to you twice. Also, if you add the numbers together in numerology, it comes to 6. And, of course, you have that harmony and balance with the number 6 that comes in.
Okay.
So I feel that this is all coming in around you. And I feel that there will be a gentleman to come in. Not quite just yet, but I feel as you get your book going. And don't get me wrong, I do feel that people do look at you because I feel you have such a lovely, warm personality too. But
thank you.
I'm next year for romance, the big, big romance.
Yeah, I can wait, actually.
Yeah. I also want to say, I don't know if you considered moving house, but there's something to do with your home.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. I feel as if the reason you're moving is because the house that you're in is not as friendly to you as you would like. You want something either all on one level, or you need it more compatible with you the way you are at the moment. Yeah.
You are quite right.
And I feel that comes in next July. So you are going to be a very busy lady as we move forward.
I'm happy.
And I feel that you give such a lot out to people that it's time for people to give back to you. And so when you find you're not getting back what you're giving, just pull back a little your energy and stay with like-minded people. I'm being told that you're in some sort of writer's group, or you were in a writer's group.
No, I'm not, just me.
Right, well, there's something to do with a writer's forum or group around you that will be very beneficial. So maybe this will pop up on the internet. Go with it. Go with the flow, because you are being directed and guided, and to bring this out into to share with people is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So what a wonderful gift you have.
And you will be, you'll have to let us know what it's called and when we can, where we can buy it from. Come back and tell us.
Well, maybe I will have it in English too.
Oh,
I'm thinking, I'm thinking about that. Yes, it's for children to get them to understand that they are good enough. You know, they are, you just use their colors, and I want to tell them it's a spiritual book. Yes, it is.
I just want to say this gentleman is leaving you with a squirrel. Now, I've got this beautiful red, russet-coloured squirrel here. And I feel, do you like to hoard things?
I do. Wow.
He's leaving you with a squirrel, okay. It's up to you if you want to have a tidy out. But he's just having a sense, he's pulling your leg. He's having a little tease with you. There's a lot of love here.
And I
don't know, but I get the name Wolfgang. Where will I find that name?
One more time.
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, wow. That's German, actually. So
there's a strong German link there, then.
Okay, I don't know any from Germany. Okay.
Yeah, just
I don't mind it, so why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Write it down, because I am being given a very strong German connection with you. So I'll leave that with you so we can get on with some more callers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sheer pleasure to talk to you.
The same.
Come
so
back
grateful.
And let us know how you did.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that was lovely. And oh, thank lovely. You so much. Yeah. Lovely lady from Norway. It's another one of our Norwegian listeners that listen regularly. So the Guiding Light Show, hopefully, fingers crossed, is going to Norway next spring. So really looking forward to meeting our Norwegian friends. And just keep that wonderful vibe going. Lovely reading, Anne. Really lovely. And the other caller as well. Lovely people. Okay, now I think we've got time for one more. Okay, and that is for a 705 area code. And I'd just like to say hello. Welcome to Guiding Lights. You through to Jeanette, Anne.
Well, hello there. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm really good. I hope you've been enjoying the show as much as we have. Sorry, my love?
Sorry, I find that you get a lot listening to all the different readings for all the different people.
Yes, fab. Yeah, lovely energy. Okay, sweetheart, can I just take your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Susan.
Susan. Okay, Susan. And what part of the world are you calling from?
I'm in the middle of Canada. In Dokas First Nation.
Okay, fantastic. Well, welcome to Guiding Lights. And how can I help you this evening?
Well, I'm wondering if you can give me an idea. I sold my home in that about a year and a half ago and have resettled up north. And I haven't yet been able to get sort of back into the swing of what I was doing. I had some major discoveries in 2010.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of wondering why my life seems to be in an impasse or something.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look for you. Now, the first thing that I'm getting when I'm kind of getting into linking in with you and your loved ones that are around you is that I do feel, okay, that it's almost as if, okay, you kind of, I don't know, I just get the feeling with you. It's like automatic pilot. That's what they've given me. So it's almost as if with you, you're not really being yourself. Do you understand that, sweetheart? It's just like, I'm doing the things, I'm going through the motions, I'm getting up, I'm doing my thing, but my heart's not in it. So I feel with you that it's kind of like recovering from being bereaved or being heartbroken, because I just feel like as though everything I do is just to get by, but it's like as though my love, my heart is kind of not where I want to be right now in my life. Do you understand that, please?
Well, I lived that way for a long time, yes. And then my life has kind of gone in the exact opposite direction.
Right, okay. So
and
you
it just
understand.
Yes, and it's sort of like I hadn't, well, you can look at it, I had nothing. I had a lot of things that were costing me a lot of money. And now I have kind of a different kind of a life where everything is good and on automatic pilot, but it's not leading me to do why I came here.
Okay.
Does that make
because
sense?
Yes, it does. And I just feel with you, okay, that normally you're normally a very warm, caring person. But it's like as though you're isolating yourself. It's like as though it's you and then it's the world and there's a big barrier between you and the world. It's like as though I'm backing out. You know, I'm working hard doing my thing, but I'm backing away from mixing and socializing and doing just kind of, I'm just getting by. This is what spirit are giving me, okay? And
okay.
I just want to say to you that 2013 has got to be a year when you start changing that shift your focus, okay? Because
okay.
It's almost like as though you've been hanging in limbo. That's what I'm getting. I feel that you are too much of a lovely woman to be living such an isolated life, okay? Because you've got so many wonderful gifts. I feel that with you. Do you heal, my love? Are you a healer?
Yes.
Yes, because there's such a lovely energy coming from you, okay, that you definitely need to be working with that. But I feel like as though something off-balanced you about 5 years ago, and it's almost like as though you've run into your little cave and you shut the door. And I just want to kind of take the stone away from the cave and hold you by the hand and say, come on, come with me, because I want you to be out there in the light to shine, because that's where you need to be, okay? And I do feel that you are going to start making changes, albeit small ones, bit by bit, to get some more life back into your life, because you need to be out there, okay? By March, which is like the new season, new start, new energy, I feel that by March you are going to be starting to branch out and think, okay, I need to do a bit more here now, and I really should be looking at that. I feel that there's three opportunities coming for you, all right? Three directions that you could take, and I do feel one of these has got to be with your spiritual work, because you are a very in tune lady, okay? And I, albeit that you are feeling a little bit down, but you know, I do feel that there is an ending and a new start for you, and I've got you cutting away. It's almost like as though you're going through a little bit of a cull, you know, where you're cutting away things that no longer serve you, and you so need to take yourself on to the next level. I feel like as though I've got a lady who comes in around me now, okay, and I feel that she had a lot of problems around the bottom of her back when she was on this side of life. Either that or there were sores or just generally aching in the chest and around the back area. So are you able to connect with me with this lady? Because I'm feeling that this was an elderly lady, quite small and petite in the end, but she did pass over with complaints to the chest, lower back area. I feel she's coming in either as a gran or as a
yeah,
mother.
My grandmother.
Thank you. Because I do feel with this lady, okay, she is showing me that, you know, she was very, very kind of towards the end of her life, withdrawn into herself, okay? And
mm-hmm.
It's just like, so she doesn't want that for you. She wants you to have more life.
Okay.
All right, and she's bringing in abundance of love. She's talking about the month of May. So why would the month of May be relevant, please?
My parents were born in, or were married in May.
Right, okay, because she's drawing me to the month of May, and she's talking about the family celebrations. She knows that there's more celebrations to come in for you, and that there is definitely going to be new energy coming in around you, allowing you to have more fun, because that's what you need, basically, and to take a leap of faith, kind of like a springboard leap of faith, just to dive back into life again. Because, you know, as I said, you are far too young to be isolated the way you are. I feel the last 5 years have been difficult. There's been conflict, there's been change, there's been obstacles. They've been very, very hard for you. But you are a strong, surviving life force energy. And I do feel that you are going to take charge. And by the spring of next year, you are definitely going to be on track to get more out of your life, but I'm going to have to stop now, sweetheart, because we've got to wind down the show. But it's been absolutely divine reading for you, and I'm glad that you've been listening to the Guiding Light show and that you're enjoying it. And we are here every Mondays at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to say thank you very much and God bless, and I hope that that's helped you this evening.
Thank you very much. It's been very helpful. God bless you, my love.
Goodbye, my love. Goodbye. Take care. Okay, Anne, well, the lines are now closed because we're coming up to the end of the show. It's really flown this evening, Anne, don't you think?
Oh, it doesn't seem like 2 minutes, Jeanette, since we first started.
I know, it's been fabulous. It's been lovely having you on as a guest.
It's been a real privilege.
Yeah, I'm going to send you an open invitation like Harry Potter and an owl, okay? Because you're welcome on the Guiding Lights. Anytime, my love, anytime.
Thank you. It's been
lovely working with you as always. The energy is beautiful, the angelic energy that you fetch in. And what are your plans for the rest of the week now, Anne?
Tomorrow I'm off down the motorway to London. I've got three shows on Psychic Today, which you can watch on your laptop if the listeners want to look, on www.psychictoday.com. And I'm on from 9 at night till 3 in the morning, and the day after that, 3 in the afternoon till 9 at night, and the day after that, 3 in the afternoon till 9 at night. So I've got a pretty tight schedule.
and they can also catch me on webcam as well. I'll probably be working alongside you on those shows. So,
oh, lovely.
Yeah, so, you know, the listeners can come through to you or myself. But if they'd like to have a private reading with you, they can come through to you via Facebook. And the same for myself. If you want to come through for private reading with me, you can find me on Facebook, Jeanette Anne Coombe. And also, if you want to go through to Anne, you can go through to Anne Scholes. And
go
if you'd like
Anne Scholes Psychic Medium, and then they'll pick up the link there.
Okay, yeah. So if you'd like to book a full reading with either myself or Anne, or continue, if you like, with the readings that you've had tonight, because they're all only very small because of the limited time that we have. Or if we haven't, you know, if you weren't able to get through to you to everyone this evening because you have had a lot of callers online, I'm sorry that we didn't get around to everyone, but we will be back next week. Well, I'll be back anyway, Jeanette Anne Coombe. Anne will be back with us at a future date, and it's been absolutely lovely. That is definitely a prediction.
Love it, Jeanette.
Yeah, so take care, my love. I think we're going to go to our last song of the evening. And I'd just like to say thank you so much to all the listeners. And love you all. Yeah. Speak to you soon, Anne, as well. And just carry on enjoying the Guiding Light Show. Take care.
Kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411683 96, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Light on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.